You're listening to Mr. Russ Kassoff, who is quite obviously an accomplished jazz pianist, conductor, composer, orchestrator, and arranger. His varied talents are very well valued and with a lot of esteem in the music world. He's one of the most highly regarded musicians in New York and was praised by the New York Times in 2004 as possessing a precision and enthusiasm that is riveting. And I'll tell you what Frank Sinatra said about him. He said, you are the best. He has toured as a pianist to Frank Sinatra, 80 to 91, 11 years with the chairman of the board, served as pianist and accompanist for Liza Minnelli from 1982 to 2001. And, well, he was on Liza's National Minnelli on Minnelli National Tour and was the pianist for the Ultimate Event Tour. That was in 1988 to 1989, which was televised nationally on PBS and featured Sinatra, Sammy Davis Jr., Dean Martin, and Liza Minnelli. And it seems to me that as much as it's fun to read about Russ, it's a lot more fun to talk to Russ. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce you to Russ Kassoff. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning, Lise.
How are you, babe?
I'm great. It's so great to see you today.
It's great to see you today.
Yes.
We are talking like this today?
I guess we are. Just because we're auditioning for Mission Impossible for the soundtrack.
Russ, it's scary how many famous people you've hung out with and worked with.
Yes, and so few of them can I speak to ever again.
Oh, yes, I'm sure that's true. That's why all their friends call you. So what is that like? What is it like to, I mean, when you're going to do a gig for Rita Moreno, does she call you on the phone or does somebody else call you? How does, we all, inquiring minds want to know the ins and outs of the music business, Russ Kassoff.
Well, Rita is one of the most wonderful down-to-earth people, and she actually calls me on the phone. When we work together, we create, we conspire, collaborate.
Really?
And she throws out her ideas to me, and I shape them up, and I throw out my ideas to her. And we have a great time. Last year we did a month at the Carlisle like that.
Yes, I know you did.
Yeah.
And how does that happen exactly? Does Rita, would you guys rent a studio, or does Rita have a piano in her place? Or you, how does that work? How does the artistic process happen? Take us to the intimate details, Russ.
Well, she actually lives in Berkeley, California. So
okay.
It's hard for me to take the F train and transfer to the A and, you know, go all the way to Kennedy each day.
That is a rough commute.
But she does come into New York with her husband, who is her business manager as well.
Okay.
And we usually rent some studio time, say at Carol's in New York.
Uh-huh.
And we go from day to day to day going through material, and she picks what she wants to do, and I give her some suggestions, and eventually it all becomes a show. And that's what happened last year.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you try out different songs and see what works and what hits you and inspires you and what sits right in the right place in her voice at that particular time, right?
That's right.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, tell us, we need to let everybody know that you, in addition to accompanying people, have your own ventures, of course, as a musician. We've been listening to your album, Somewhere, which is a wonderful album, you guys. Some terrific work by Russ, and you can get yourself a copy if you'd like to by logging onto his website, which is Russ Kassoff. With lots of S's, R-U-S-S-K-A-S-S-O-F-F .com, or you can always get linked in my musician and band links. And right now, for a limited time, you can find Russ's face on my homepage, and it'll take you to where you can buy Somewhere. And Russ also has a big band, and he plays solo piano around New York. And because he has this paper that he's holding up, he really wants to tell you about these gigs. So I have to let Russ tell you, because then he can put the paper down. Go.
Well, I'm here to shamelessly promote.
I need a sound effect for shameless promotion, I think.
I am without shame, unlike other people who come in here totally shamed.
Yes.
And I have two very, very special performances coming up.
Uh-huh.
This Thursday, I'm going to play a solo piano concert at the Music Barge, which is in Brooklyn, right next to the Brooklyn Bridge. And they just began. It's very recent. I think Dick Hyman had something to start with it.
Oh, no.
A couple of months ago. A Thursday night jazz series. And they've had different people, and it's been really growing. And the New York Times gave it a great review.
Uh-huh.
And they have a following. And I'm going to be doing a solo piano concert at 8 o'clock this Thursday, the 31st, at the Barge. It's called Barge Music. And there is a phone number that you can call to see if tickets are available. I'm sure there still are. 718-624-2083. That's 718-624-2083. And if you go to my website, you can go to my calendar and click on their website and get more information.
Right. Oh, you can go to, and you can go to bargemusic.com and get all the information about that. And the Barge is certainly a time-honored place to see music, a terrific place to see music. I don't know how long they, I know I've done gigs there. It seems like everybody has done gigs at the Barge.
Well, actually, I lived in Park Slope, Brooklyn, uh-huh. from 1974 to 1996.
Uh-huh.
And I did many a wedding and bar mitzvah at that Barge. And I was thinking of actually dedicating my next CD project to the cocktail music that's played while people eat during the cocktail hour of a bar mitzvah. But, you know, people have advised that not everybody remembers those days.
You're a wacko, Russ Kasoff.
Yes,
it's interesting. The Barge is especially interesting because the music is still sort of towards the front, I'm guessing, of the Barge, and the restrooms are all the way on the other end. And depending upon the tides, sometimes you need to, you know, get to the back end and you know you're on the water.
I actually have been told that for the first set, I have to concentrate on the upper half of the piano. And then the second set, when the tide comes in, I have to play more low notes.
And you're tuned in to Anything Goes on member-supported WFDU-FM. I'm Lise Avery, talking to pianist, conductor, composer, musical director, Mr. Russ Kasoff. And if you've been enjoying listening to Russ's album Somewhere, well, he certainly... you certainly will get to experience that and more if you want to go see Russ's solo piano concert at the Barge, which is right near the Brooklyn Bridge, this coming Thursday at 8 o'clock. And, Russ, I have queued up a song from an album that you recorded with an artist named Catherine Dupuy.
Yes.
And she sometimes sings with your big band, is that right?
Well, she is our vocalist. Uh-huh. She is the vocalist with the big band. And we've been musical partners and collaborators and great friends for quite some time now. We recorded this CD, and what this is an arrangement that exemplifies what I do for the big band. She'll be also performing with the big band next Tuesday at the Baha'i Center. We'll talk about that after.
Sure. Well, I bet you should know that Russ has generously brought in some pairs of tickets to share with you to see him and his big band and vocalist Catherine Dupuy at the Baha'i Center next Tuesday, February, it says 5th here, didn't you say 2nd?
No, it's the 5th.
It's the 5th, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, shame on me. Mm-hmm. February, that's right. Tuesday's Monday's the 4th. Okay, February 5th at, he's got two sets, 8 and 9:30 p.m., and you can get more information about all of this at Russ's website, of course. But if you want to know the kind of thing that you're going to hear, I've got a track queued up that Russ requested. Tell us about The Best Is Yet to Come, Russ.
Well, when we did this album, we did several different types of instrumentation. This one has three horns. Ted Nash is on alto, Marvin Stamm, and Bruce Bonvissuto is on this one on trombone. Mm-hmm. Bucky Pizzarelli's on guitar.
Hooray for Bucky!
Martin Wind is on the bass, and... Rick Cutler is on the drums. It's smoking. We have this is an example, a little taste of what the big band sounds like.
All right,
in a smaller version.
And okay, so this is kind of a cut back version of what you'll see and hear if you go to see Russ Kasoff and his big band on Tuesday, February 5th at the Baha'i Center, which is on East 11th Street. You guys, right there, right smack dab in the wonderful village where it's a, you know, there's lots of places to have dinner and all that kind of thing, and then go see Russ, or see Russ and then go have dinner. And we've got tickets to give away, but if you want to make reservations for a big group, you and thousands of friends, you can call 212-222-5159. That's 212-222-5159. And if you want to know what you're going to hear, well, here's Russ Kasoff, Catherine Dupuy, Bucky Pizzarelli, and a cast of thousands. The kind of thing you're going to hear on February 5th at the Baha'i Center, here on Anything Goes.
Out of the tray of life, I just picked me a plum. You came along and everything started to hum. still, it's a real good bet. The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't that be fine? You think you've seen the sun, but you ain't seen it shine. Wait till the warm-up's underway. Wait till our lips have met. Wait till you see that sunshine day. You ain't seen nothing yet. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't that be fine? Best is yet to come, come the day you're mine. Come the day. Teach you to fly. We've only tasted the wine. We're gonna drain that cup dry. Wait till your charms are right for these arms to roam. You think you've flown before, but you ain't left the ground.
27 in the morning on this Monday, the 28th of January. You're tuned into Anything Goes. That was Catherine Dupuy from her album, The Rules of the Road. And, well, backing up Catherine, Mr. Russ Kassoff and a whole host of terrific musicians, and we want you to take a good listen to that and know that that's the kind of thing that you'll hear when Russ and his big band take the stage on Tuesday, February 5th at the Baha'i Center. And I've got Russ here in the studio with me. Hi, Russ.
Hi, I just got back. Boy, are my arms tired.
Just flew in from Boise. So tell us, Russ, some stories about the big band, and then let's give away a pair of tickets, shall we? Now, you wanted to ask a trivia question, didn't you?
Oh, that would be to win a CD.
Oh, what about the tickets?
I have tickets, too.
All right.
Either one. If somebody calls up with an answer to this question, they can choose what they would like.
There you go. So that if you can't make the gig, you can get a CD. And if you want to go to the gig, then you can't have the CD.
That's right.
That's the bottom line, because he's mean.
And if you want tickets, you have to come. You can't send in a sub. It has to be you.
Oh, ooh, really? Will yeah. there be IDing and all that kind of thing?
There will.
All right, Russ Kassoff. So tell us on this day that is Jerome Kern's birthday, as well as Skitch Henderson's birthday, by the way. When is your birthday?
My birthday is August 28th.
And what sign does that make you?
That makes me a Virgo.
Oh. What? I don't even know what the characteristics are. Should I be afraid?
It's an earth sign. I'm a perfectionist. Very feng shui-like.
Okay.
Except for I'm a mess. But I know where everything is.
You're a mess, but you're also one of the most in-demand accompanists on the planet, and have played with remarkable, remarkable people, and we're going to ask you about that in a minute. Now, you guys, here's the number you need to call if you know the answer to Russ's trivia question. I have no foreknowledge of these questions. He is fully and solely responsible for the content of these questions, and the number to call, 201-692-2012. If you'd like to see Russ and his big band at the Baha'i Center this Tuesday, February 5th, do they have a choice between 8 and 9:30?
Actually, folks who come at 8 o'clock are invited to stay for the 9:30 set. There are two completely different sets.
Okay.
Okay.
No. So the number is again to call. Now this is to win tickets. We'll give you the number for the Baha'i Center in a minute. If you want to win a pair of tickets, 201-692-2012. All right, Russ Kassoff, what is the trivia question?
The trivia question. The last time I was here, about a year ago, it was too tough. So I've decided to make it a little bit easier. You've already given some of the answers, and the question is, besides Frank Sinatra, Liza Minnelli, and Catherine Dupuy, all you have to do is name someone that I've accompanied.
Oh, I see. It's a quiz about your life in particular.
It's all about me.
It's all about Russ. All right.
Shameless.
Now, and you can call 201-692-2012. Now, if you want to be incredibly accurate, you can log on to Russ's website, which is russkassoff.com. And to make your life easy, we've linked Russ on my homepage on the right-hand side.
Thank
just
you
look
very
for
much
his
for that.
Face, just right there on the anythinggoesradio.com website. Uh-oh, phones are ringing. Hey. Very nice, very nice. We'll get to you in a moment. But you can also just guess, because he's played with almost everybody. It's really, like, annoying. So let me get the phones here, Russ, and we'll find out who won themselves a pair of tickets to see you.
Great.
Taking your calls at 201-692-2012 for a pair of tickets to see the Russ Kassoff Big Band at the Baha'i Center on Tuesday, February 5th. either 8 or 9:30, or if you come to the 8 o'clock, you can stay for the 9:30. I know Mel has got himself a pair of tickets. Let me see, where's Mel from? New York City. From New York City. The number to call if you'd like to attend is 201-692-2012. That's 201-692-2012. All you got to do is name an artist that Russ Kassoff has worked with. And I'm here to tell you, because he's not listening, it's like everybody, almost anybody that you name. From the Great American Songbook, Russ has worked with. So give us a call at 201-692-2012 and get yourself a pair of tickets. Looks like we got another line blinking, Russ. And at 10:33, approaching 10:34 on this Monday, the 28th of January, let me just tell you guys, in honor of the fund drive, which begins next week, I'm going to exempt these tickets from our 90-day rule. So if you would like to see Russ Kassoff and his big band at the Baha'i Center, well, don't hesitate to call in, because I'm not going to enforce the 90-day rule. No, I won't. And give us a call at 201-692-2012, 201-692-2012. Now, I have just put in, why can't I find it? Oh, this is 75 minutes long, isn't it, Russ? Okay, cool. I have just put in a CD. Tell us about this big band CD that I have here, Russ, and with all of the information that people need to know about it.
Well, I'm very fortunate to have a 17-piece big band.
Wow, 17 pieces.
Yes.
That's a lot of people. That's a lot of cats.
And if you folks out there in Radio Land were to purchase one $15 ticket to the Baha'i Center to come and see us, just think, each guy in the band gets a dollar. And if a million of you out there bought tickets, the line would be out in the street, and a lot of people would be very angry because we wouldn't have one of those big TVs out in the street to hear us.
That's, you know, and it should be. It really should be for you and the places that you've been and the people you've played with and the musicians that I know you can bring in to work with you. Absolutely. It should be that kind of thing. But unfortunately, with jazz and standards music, you know.
Well, how about 900,000?
All right, there you go. It's a worthy goal. All right, so 201-692-2012, you guys, if you'd like to attend. And tell us, Russ, I've got you made a recording of, is this a rehearsal?
This is one of our rehearsals. This gives your listening audience the chance to come into our living room and see what it is like to read down my charts as we rehearse. And I have some spectacular musicians in the band all the time, and some better than spectacular musicians in the band the rest of the time. And they all come, they all have a great time, we all have usually three-hour rehearsals in the city, and we rehearse a lot. We try to get gigs. I'm trying more and more to get gigs. Unfortunately, Mike Longo has given me this opportunity.
Uh-huh.
He runs the Tuesday Night Jazz Series at the Baha'i Center, and he's like one of the legends of piano, having played with Dizzy and having his own big band that plays there once a month. So, you know, it's a culmination of a lifetime of goals.
And it's important for you guys to realize that guys like Russ, who have served as pianists and accompanists for the likes of Frank Sinatra and Liza Minnelli, are out there, and they need your support to keep bringing this kind of music, especially to live venues. So you can get tickets at the door at the Baha'i Center, which is at 5 East 11th Street, or you can give them a call at 212-222-5159. If you would like a pair on Russ, to see Russ, you can give us a call and just let us know, just name a name, name a vocalist, I'm telling you. Give a call to 201-692-2012 and win yourself a pair of tickets to see Russ and his big band. So without any further ado, let's check a little bit of this out from the Russ Kassoff Big Band here on Anything Goes. So clue us in, Russ. Tell us exactly what's going on here. What are we listening to? Who are we listening to? And
well, on this particular rehearsal, we had Ted Nash on lead alto.
Wow.
From the Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra, amongst his own fantastic groups. We have Bob Milliken on the lead trumpet, one of the great studio cats in New York. Jay Lenhart's on the bass on this one. Ray Marchica's on the drums.
Nice.
And this tune is called Anybody Here Know Olio?
I was going to ask you that.
It's a funny
Where'd you get that?
Story.
Yeah.
It comes from a little bit I do in our concerts in which I tell the people that back in the days of live music in the 60s and 70s, people would come up to the band and there were great musicians playing like weddings and private parties and bar mitzvahs and whatnot, and they would request songs that were commercial, whereas the musicians would prefer to play jazz-oriented songs. So somebody would come up to you and say, can you play something from Fiddler on the Roof? And although that's a great score and there are great tunes from that, most guys that are jazz cats would like kind of smirk and be smug about it. And they would often, kind of like be against playing it, but they would gladly play it. And then somebody would come along and request something else that was equally as commercial. And then one day a lady came up to us and said, anybody here know Olio? The famous Sonny Rollins tune, based on the same chord progressions as I Got Rhythm. And every band leader that's an orchestrator has written some sort of chart with the changes, the chord progressions of I Got Rhythm. And this is my version of it, except for it takes you 9 minutes to hear Olio. And we're not going to do that here today.
Oh, you're something. Very, very cool. Very, very cool. Russ Kassoff. And you can grab a copy of his album by logging onto his website at russkassoff.com. Or you can find his face on my homepage at anythinggoesradio.com. He's going to be playing live solo piano at the Barge next to the Brooklyn Bridge this coming Thursday, the 31st, at 8 o'clock.
On the Brooklyn side.
On the Brooklyn side,
yeah.
On the wild side. And his big band is going to be at the Baha'i Center at 53 East 11th Street on Tuesday, February 5th at 8 and 9:30. And we're inviting you to give us a call at 201-692-2012. I know some of you have called, and you're Your phone calls went unanswered while we were on air, so I do apologize for that. You can give us a call right now at 201-692-2012. All we're looking for is a name of any singer or artist that Russ Kassoff has worked with. And let me just tell you, here's the thing. I hope Russ isn't listening, but the thing is that almost anybody that you name, like Russ has worked with, like if you say Paul Anka, it would be a right answer. If you say Ginger Rogers, it would be a right answer. So
I wasn't listening. I just came back in. What were you saying?
Nothing. Nothing, Russ. You know, you can give a call to 201-692-2012 and blurt a name out and see. Try your luck and get yourself a pair of tickets to see Russ Kassoff and his big band at the Baja Center. Now the phones are ringing, so I'm going to answer that, Russ, while people listen to the big band. Alrighty, and it's the Russ Kassoff Big Band, you guys. Give me a call at 201-692-2012 if you'd like to attend the Big Band concert at the Baha'i Center in New York City this coming Tuesday, February 5th at 8 o'clock. The number to call if you'd like to attend is 201-692-2012. And because we're so close to the fun drive, we're exempting these tickets from our 90-day rule, so just give me a call and enjoy. I want to say thanks to George from Rutherford, who gave me a call before when I was suggesting that you could acquire Russ's album somewhere and mix yourself a cocktail and or have yourself a glass of wine and really enjoy just one track after the other. And George called and he said, what, I can't eat chicken soup and listen to Russ Kassoff? So thank you, George, for suggesting that. I knew you would appreciate that, Russ, as a matter of fact.
Well, there's actually a specific section of the CD that is designed for soup.
Is it? It's the soup section?
Yes.
Okay. All right, 201-692-2012 if you would like join Russ at the Baha'i Center and have some soup. Now, I've got another track queued up, Russ, from your Somewhere album. It Only Happens When I Dance With You. Of course, Irving Berlin song, known best perhaps for Fred Astaire's version of it, I would guess.
That's correct.
Okay.
And Irving Berlin was likely a very good friend of Jerome Kern's, so he probably wished him a happy birthday on this day, 100 years ago.
Ah, yes. Okay.
See how it all ties in?
Yes, it does, in fact, tie in. I think it's also important to note that yesterday was, in addition to Jerome Kern's birthday and Skitch Henderson's birthday, it was also Holocaust Remembrance Day. Oh. And last week we were celebrating Martin Luther King's birthday, and that's an important date. But this one as well, you know, everybody knows that diversity is something that is very close to my heart, and it's an important thing to note that yesterday was Holocaust Remembrance Day, even if you just stop for a moment. And maybe, you know, if you have a child or some kids, talk to them about what happened at that particular time. And I got to say, I don't know about you, Russ, but my family was impacted quite a bit way back when by the Holocaust. So anyway, I just thought I would mention that in addition to Jerome Kern's birthday and all this goofiness that we have. It's also Dave Seville's birthday, Russ Kassoff, What is his actual name? No, we're going to put that out as a trivia question.
I actually know the answer.
Yes, I know you do, but somebody else may know. And if you'd like to win a pair of tickets to see Russ Kassoff at the Baha'i Center or a CD, a copy of his Somewhere CD, give us a call at 201-692-2012 and let us know the real name of the musician who called himself Dave Seville and created Alvin and the Chipmunks. 201-692-2012. You can also name any artist that Russ Kassoff has worked with. What are you going to say? I see the finger going up. What do you want?
No, I was going to say when you give the 201 number, you actually are giving the number in New Jersey. That's an old telethon line joke.
Okay, that went right over my head.
Well, if we had a crowd, there would be some laughter.
Okay. Well, instead of laughter, let's have calls. 201-692-2012. We're giving away these fabulous CDs that you can have a cocktail, a glass of wine, or chicken soup with, or you can attend this concert on Tuesday the 5th. Give us a call at 201-692-2012. And without any further ado, here's an Irving Berlin tune that I think we discussed, half an hour ago. Is that right, Russ?
Perhaps.
It might have been. You're tuned into Anything Goes on member-supported WFDU-FM. I'm Lise Avery. Give us a call at 201-692-2012 and win yourself a pair of tickets to see this magnificent musician in action. Thank you. catch that little riff at the end there? I loved that. Congratulations to Hal of New York City. And who else do we have? Paul. I'm peeking over here. I think Paul's from Suffern, maybe? I can't tell. Russ is taking notes. Well, I know that Paul got himself a Somewhere CD from Mr. Russ Kassoff, and I'm not sure whether Hal's got concert tickets or exactly what, but we'll find out when Russ gets off the phone. And give us a call at 201-692-2012. You're almost out of time to win yourself a pair of tickets to see the Russ Kassoff Big Band at the Baha'i Center. We are exempting this contest from the 90-day rule because next week's the fund drive and, you know... All the tickets today here on Anything Goes are going to be exempted from the 90-day rule because the fun drive is next week, and hey, what the heck? All right, now we got to find out from Russ Kassoff. You have two more winners there. You have two more winners, sir.
Yes, we had Paul Friedrich, who guessed Paul Anka.
Paul Anka, very nice, very nice.
And Hal Berkowitz, who guessed Bette Midler.
Well, tell us the stories of Paul Anka and Bette Midler. Let's not just drop names.
Well, in the case of Bette Midler, it's a stretch. I never actually accompanied her, but I played in the band, the big band, that played for her 60th birthday party on the Lower East Side about 2 years ago.
That counts. So
yes,
you've been in the
counts.
Presence of greatness.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
And she's certainly been in the audience in a lot of situations that I've been playing. So uh-huh. I've played for her.
Okay, fair enough, fair enough. That counts. I think that counts.
Paul Anka, I've played for many years. I'm kind of a specialist for him. He has
really?
Several clients for which he specifically caters the lyrics to his My Way for their corporations. And when that happens, I get the call to be the accompanist for him to sing along with the head of the corporation.
Oh, that is hysterical. And, a good way to make a buck, a creative way for Mr. Anka to make a buck.
I've also had the fortune of playing in his big band on his live show, which is spectacular. He really puts on a great show.
Absolutely amazing. Yeah. That's very cool. Now, I really, you know, the thing is, that the thing with your contest, Russ Kassoff, is that you've actually tied my hands because I can't tell people all the people that you've worked with. So now I'm going to break out of it. You can win a pair of tickets. We're coming up to the 11 o'clock hour, so your opportunity is almost gone to win a pair of tickets to see the Russ Kassoff Big Band at the Baha'i Center this coming Tuesday the 5th. And this contest is exempted from our 90-day rule because next week is the fun drive here on Anything Goes. But
and also members of the band may not play.
201-692-2012, or you can win yourself a CD. But some of the folks, I want a quick story about each one of these people.
Oh.
Ready? Red Norvo.
We did an album, Bucky Pizzarelli, Jerry Bruno, and myself. We went into the studio and recorded a beautiful album that Jonathan Schwartz used to play every week called Just Friends.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was terrific.
Very, very nice. And how about...
you don't have enough time.
Gregory Hines.
Gregory Hines
the
was,
late great.
Was the sweetest, one of the greatest people I've ever met. And the thing about him is he treated everybody so equally. He had tap dancers come up during his show, young and old, beginners and advanced. And no matter what level they were at, they would participate with him. He'd show them a few steps. And he would make the beginners feel as good as the advanced.
Oh,
it
wow.
was just a spectacular, and he was like that in any facet of life. He was just the greatest.
Oh, that's what a lovely story, and what a ridiculously terrible loss.
Oh, man, that was horrible.
Yeah, you're running out of time, you guys. 201-692-2012. We will take your calls into the 11 o'clock hour, because I know we're talking, and you're not going to be able to get through. Pavarotti! My goodness.
I went over to Torino. I'm trying to remember the town, his hometown. And we did a Pavarotti and Friends. I was there with Liza, and Liza sang a duet with Pavarotti, and I was the pianist.
Oh, my goodness.
And in that band were three guitar players, John Abercrombie.
Oh, my goodness.
Mahavishnu and Eric Clapton.
Oh, come on.
And they all performed. That was a PBS special. It's out there somewhere.
And you were the pianist on that for those guys?
Just for the Liza section. She sang a number by herself, and then she sang a duet of New York, New York with Pavarotti.
Oh, my goodness me. So you were in the same room with Eric Clapton?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. You know, you got to go to the Baha'i Center just to touch Russ Kassoff.
I don't think Eric Clapton will be there this week.
No, but just the people that you have had the privilege of meeting, you just blow my mind.
It has been a tremendous privilege.
All right, Steve Allen.
Oh, my God. I was the pianist for the show band on the 1979 Rotterdam World Cruise. He got on in Hong Kong and got off in, I believe, Israel. And he and his wife were on the ship, and we hit it off and just hung out the whole time.
Jane Meadows, the lovely Jane Meadows.
The lovely Jane Meadows. But Steve and I and Sheldon Leonard went on a trip with a couple other band members in Bombay. Actually, the Sri Lanka trip. We took a jitney from Colombo to Kandy, and in the middle we stopped off on the side of the road, and one of the vendors, like, his thing was to put his python around your neck and you take a picture. And that's what we did.
You have a picture of you and Steve Allen and a python?
We didn't get the picture with the python around the neck, but we have the python nearby. He was standing by.
People see this picture in your deli? You've got a celebrity deli up at RussKassoff.com.
I'll put it up there.
You guys, it's worth it just to go to RussKassoff.com, not only to buy the Somewhere CD, but to see the pictures of Russ and people. And we need the one with you and Steve Allen and a snake.
I think I have a Steve picture up there, but I don't have the snake picture up there. I'll have to insert it.
You have to find it. See, that's always the challenge for everybody. Find it.
I just have to go and then I'll find it.
All right, you guys, we will be taking your calls into the 11 o'clock hour, especially during Going Places with Manny, to see Russ Kassoff at the Baha'i Center. Let me just tell you again, he's going to be at the Baha'i Center. Where did I put that piece of paper? Here it is. On February 5th, I expect to be there, hope to be there. So if you are there, I hope you will seek me out.
We have
so that
some
we
lease,
can meet.
We have lease doubles standing by.
That's right. Everyone does. And you can get more information at RussKassoff.com. Tickets are, geez, if you're walking around the city or having dinner in the village, just walk over to the Baha'i Center, 53 East 11th Street in New York City. Tickets are such a nominal price, so just grab them. And if you'd like to attend on Russ, give a call to 201-692-2012. We have 20 seconds, Russ, before the board gets away from us. So I want to thank you for coming in.
Well, thank you. I had an absolutely beautiful, wonderful, funny time.
You are the greatest. We invite you to come back anytime and tell us more stories.
I'll be back.
And at the tone, it'll be exactly 11 o'clock, Russ Kassoff time.